Scott Chandler's kind of joins in his fourth full Buffalo Bills season as tight end. Yeah, you didn't really get a view of that amazing moment in Orchard Park, but you heard the crowd and you knew something good had happened, correct?
Yeah, when I turned around and looked over there, I saw the ref's arms in the air, so that's usually a pretty good sign. And then I saw Sammy throw the ball up in the air about 50 feet, so... Yeah, we were excited, man. That's a fun way to win a game. Obviously, it's not the way you draw it up for the first three and a half quarters, but, you know, a win's a win in the NFL.
When you're in the huddle with Kyle, the concept is we do this quickly, we get a second crack at it. Or did you treat that play like, hey, if we have that second play, it's a bonus, but we are all obviously all aware time might run out here?
Yeah, I think you're aware that time might run out, but I think Kyle and we were, and the receivers were aware that, hey, if we can get this off quick, we got two shots at the end zone, and we just knew that it had to be in the end zone, and you were either catching it or you were, you know, it was going to be incomplete. You weren't getting tackled at the 1 yard line or anything. So, yeah, it was, you know, great job by those two, and for Sammy to be able to get, you know, that much separation from the 2 yard line is pretty phenomenal.
Buffalo Bills tight end Scott Chandler, our guest on Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You summed it up pretty perfectly there. It's not exactly how you draw it up. It hasn't been pretty the last few weeks, but Kyle Orton comes in and you're winning football games. You know, what turned the tide here? You go from EJ Manuel to Kyle, and you seem to be coming up on the right side of things.
Well, I mean, we were 2-2 coming out with when Kyle started, but I think that Detroit game was big for us, just confidence wise, being able to make plays there at the end of the game, both offensively and defensively, to pull it out on the road against a team who is they're a good team, and they've got a great defense. And you know, we've actually played a lot of defenses who are ranked in the top 10 this year. You know, we get another crack at a good defense this week with the Jets.
Scott Chandler, our guest. We've got Bills Jets, by the way, Sunday at 1 o'clock right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You guys also have an excellent field goal kicker, and not everyone does. We mentioned the Lions have had their issues and did in that game. Dan Carpenter wins it from 58 yards out. Does that at all factor in when you're in a huddle, when you're realizing, when you're driving, just to get in that territory, you're confident. You can try more things when you get within about the 35 or 30 yard line. Whereas, let's face it, some teams, and you know, when you're in college in Iowa, you're going, hey, our guys only got so much range. We got to push even further. I know the goal is to score a touchdown on every drive, but how helpful is it for an offense to have a guy that's been automatic from 50 plus this year?
Yeah, you know, I've been on teams where it's, all right, guys, we can't leave it up to the field goal kicker.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to get points. And that's a miserable feeling as an offense. But, yeah, I think that we've got a lot of confidence in Dan's ability. And, you know, anytime I see the field goal, you know, running on, you know, I'm a part of that. But, you know, I just feel like it's 3 points. Most of the time I don't even watch the kick. You know, just wait for the guy's arms to go up, which is, I mean, that's, if you can get that kind of consistency out of that position in the NFL, it's someone that you need to keep around, and I'm glad that we were able to do that this offseason with Dan.
Injuries happen. They're a part of football. That said, what is running through your mind as an offense when you see not only Fred Jackson but C.J. Spiller after a big run go down and both get carted off this past weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a comforting feeling, really, but we also know that, you know, Booby's a guy who's a very instinctive football player. You know, you watch that game, and there's, from a player's perspective, we can see things that he does that not a lot of guys are able to do, especially when they haven't been playing a lot. You know, just being able to pick up guys on blitzes who might not be his guy, and you know, he's reacting quick enough and seeing things quick enough that he's able to do that. And then the way he's hitting those holes right now, you know, he ran pretty well in the game on Sunday. So we're excited to have him. And then, you know, we all have seen Bryce, not just this preseason, but with Philly in the past. And we know that those guys can carry the load and shoulder the load for us. Obviously, you know, we're going to miss Brett and CJ, but we know those guys can do the job.
I know it's been an emotional season so far. What a huge win. You mentioned the one in Detroit. Good luck on Sunday at the Jets to come back 5-3, host Kansas City a week later. That'll be unbelievable if you can pull it off. Thanks for this, Scott.
Thank you, guys.